My name's Marty, I'm with group 1.1, I didn't know we had two group ones here. Do I have a person joining me here?
Is that you, Brad?
Alright. In my group, I had Jackie, Melissa, Sonia, and I'm sitting here looking around at all these great ideas we have happening all around it, and I'm thinking maybe we just need it to be a parking lot right in the middle of all this great stuff. Okay. We'll start off with, first of all, what we like least, and then I'll hand it over to you.
A pedestrian parking lot.
Yes. No color, no plants, no people, potential sound problems, and nothing present to attract the people. It's blank, it's sterile. That's what we didn't like much about it.
And we were much along those same lines. We see that we've created a new ballpark, but we don't have a winning team yet to bring the people there. So.
I like that. That's good. What did we like about it? Of course, the potential. It has all this opportunity. What a great chance for visibility from the street. It has great views from it. And the shape of it is, I think, it really conducive to a lot of different uses. It creates a lot of openness. And just the blank palette, that which is worst about it is also its best opportunity.
And from where we were standing, which was up along the tracks, kind of, we call it the ramp and rail, you can see a great part of downtown. You can look all the way up to Commerce, to the North End. You can look down Pacific and see the mountain on a good day. You can see the Tacoma Dome, the new bridge, and all those museums as well. So it's a great sight to have this new center. So some of the short-term things that we were looking at to improve the area where we were standing is we need more plantings, whether that be shrubs and flowers in the ground or pots, but we need things that are adding some color and also some smell. There need to be some other sensory experiences other than the concrete and the movement, which is a nice part of that space. We were up there by what we call the balcony, or where the mayor should be to announce great events to the city, and we feel that space needs to be strengthened quite a bit. We see that there are a lot of the finishing touches that haven't taken place yet, and you know, construction just wrapped up and they may be going in, but we see that there's a lot that needs to happen, whether it be the furniture, the trash cans, those planters, and even improving some of the finishes that are there in this fifth now. Maybe the railings get painted so that they look better. Maybe it's cleaning up the concrete or improving some of the paving services. There's very little signage. And the signage could be that you're there in Pacific Plaza, or it could be signage on the neighboring buildings. It could be an electronic kiosk board on the convention center, both announcing what's happening at the convention center and announcing activities at the plaza. We also see the need for a kiosk or type of cart in the plaza itself. This kiosk could be a newsstand, it could be a hot dog vendor, it could be someone that interacts with the public and gives out information as well. So, program that space.
You did yours more the short, long term. We kind of, after we made our list, kind of broke it out into different structures there. The first one I'm gonna talk about is infrastructure. You know, the solid things, concrete things we need happening. We need plants. Some maybe along Pacific Avenue to deaden some of the sound along there. Or a railing if you're going to have a kids event. Maybe something removable that can move in and out based upon the event that you're having. We didn't know much about the lighting. Of course, today the lighting was great while we were out there, but the nighttime lighting may need to be revisited so that this can be a 24-hour use place. Active water. We have this waterfall, but it's so calm. You want a venue that's popping. Fountains jumping up and down, water going different directions, jumping back and forth. You want activity happening before you even walk in there. Sidewalk games and tables. Game tables, a lot of people include on, great seeing people sitting there playing chess, but you need them on the sidewalk. When you're walking along, you see a hopscotch, you slow down. And let's slow down the pedestrians going by. Let's not let the people run by, force them to take the dance steps and dance a little bit and then view the space and view the area. A view scope, maybe up on that little podium. What's the first thing you do when you see a view scope somewhere? You look to where that view scope is looking. Anytime you put a view scope in, you say, this place is important to this city. This place has a view. Wow. Well, there's supposed to be a mountain over there, but there's clouds today. But they're going to come back, and they're going to want to look to see where that view scope is viewing, to see what's going on. And a fireplace. Not heaters, a fireplace, a gathering pit, something that people can gather around and enjoy, talk around a fireplace. When you go camping, that's the best part of camping event, by the fire at night.
We're seeing more and more of that all over. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Art. The place is just, again, it's so sterile. Art on the sidewalks, the stairs, the floor, permanent, removable art, temporary, and vertical art, something giving life along the back, or curbs, something moving people through the area. Activities, small festivals, art festivals, pet events. We have dancing and games in there. I think that kind of ties back to, if you're going to have game tables, why not a chess tournament? Why not a checkers tournament? Why not, you know, the 3 o'clock everyday chess tournament to bring people down there at 3 o'clock every day? SAC lunch event, not DaVita's day out, DaVita and sodas. Let's connect DaVita with School of the Arts. Let's connect United Way with the school. More connections will be made in this community when someone from United Way is sitting across from some enterprising student. And this student, we talked about earlier, how do you get permission to use that? This student might want to do a project, doesn't know how to get the funding. United Way says, we want to fund something just like what you're doing, and those two people would have never met. Let's engage our community to build our community through engaging them in the center here. Buskers, street musicians. What a great way to add instant life and vitality to an area with street vendors. Exercise classes. We thought of sunrise Tai Chi. Right there doing the Tai Chi as the sun's coming up. We want this space to be 24 hours. Let's start it at 4, 5, 6 in the morning. Skateboarding. A lot of people talk about this. Skate park over here, skate park over there. I don't want to hide the skateboarders under 705. I don't think we need to put them down there. One of the best elements, and Bill Evans got me in on this, is microsites. You don't put all the obstacles in one place and gather all the skateboarders because everyone says they're skateboarding. I'm going to stay away. Let's do these three scares. These three, right here, you can skateboard. And over in front of the art museum, we left the bottom rail available. As you walk down to the FOSS, there's three ramps, beginner, intermediate, and expert. And back up here, there's another different obstacle, flat granite. So you have five kids here, five kids here, five kids here. They're moving through the area. Everywhere you look, you see. And one thing about watching skateboarders is they're up and down. They're not sitting there. You know, chess is great. I love chess. But not a lot of fun to watch. Doesn't create a lot of vitality. Skateboarders are vitality. They're moving. They're constantly moving and jumping. And, you know, when you're sitting there eating your lunch, just watching some of the stuff that they can do can be amazing. But let's not cluster them all and put them aside. Let's put them throughout the area. Let's move them around. Also, bicycle racks, again, talking about different modes of transportation. Public restrooms, we thought we're kind of missing down there, and that will become important. An art fair every third Thursday. An art fair every Thursday. An art fair every Thursday. And a merchants fair every Tuesday. And some other fair. And a blues fest every Monday. This thing needs to be hopping every day of the week, not one day of the month. We also felt that it was lacking historic elements. There's one gas lamp. How much warmer would it feel if the whole place was lit with gas lamps as opposed to sterile big fluorescent lighting? The Tacoma Works project would be a great place to start out of here. Tacoma Stars Walk, a walk of Tacoma's history. Again, slow the walkers down. And memorial plaques, something that gives it a sense of history and a sense of view. I think you had a little bit more to add on that.
Few of the things that we saw for the long term, and one that we did not get on our paper, was we feel that Sound Transit has maybe missed the ball where they've located the light rail stops, and that it would be great if there was a stop actually at the plaza or closer to the plaza. We see the need for there to be some key signature artworks in the plaza, things that are integrated to the plaza that help identify the plaza and Tacoma. We need to see some seasonal cover, and as the trees grow up, they're going to provide shade, but we're going to need some shade this summer in the lower plaza. Maybe it's tables, chairs with tents, you know, just things that are down there to invite people to be there. We need a name, and I put that under long term, but that's probably a short term thing. And, you know, Pacific Plaza is a good name. Maybe it's not the name it needs to be, but people need to latch on to an identity soon, and this identity needs to be something that is clear about what this place is, and the plaza is on Pacific, so that part makes sense so far. We've got great talent in the city, and some of these have been mentioned, but School of the Arts, we have the Grand, and we have a seating area now. We should have a film festival. We should have a food festival, too. Let's have something with downtown vendors. Thanks.